Okay, I find myself in a situation of echoing somewhat of Mark said, but as a commercial producer, from a genetic standpoint, I think the seed stock industry has done an absolutely fabulous job. Been keeping records for over 33 years. All we had was ratios, then when we had the EBVs, now we have EPDs. And no time in history, I think, have had more of an opportunity to make good, sound, objective decisions on what genetics I want to produce than I've had right now. And so I think we've done a tremendous job producing those genetics in a variety of breeds and varieties in those breeds to meet all of our different environmental situations. I think I sometimes look at the seed stock industry and think there's hardly a parallel with other businesses. What other businesses take their greatest, latest technology and factories, and as soon as they get them, they make them available to the world at a cheap price? I mean, is there any other company that doesn't patent it and try to protect that? And that's a tremendous positive attitude, I think, the seed stock industry has, because they're all at home saying, I'm already doing something better. I'm making it better. So we can offer this out there to a package to everybody to work toward a goal. And I think one of the tremendous things we've done in the last 10 years is really focus on that end consumer. And I really like that, whether you be high quality, lean, all kinds of the avenues we have, and the branded products we have come from that focus on the genetics to meet those consumers' needs. As a commercial cow-calf man in the state of Missouri, where we have almost 70,000 beef producers, they're awful small producers. And so my thing is, how do we get those small producers to capitalize on the genetics that you've produced to put money into their pocket? I guess, Marianne, if you want to ask my question now. Ron asked us to pose a question to you for your to answer there on the phone. So I'd ask the question, in the future, do you think more importance for a seed stock producer to provide, I can't read it from here, genetics or service? Okay. In the future, which will be more important for a seed stock producer to provide to a commercial customer, genetics or service? Two, service. See, now, that kind of, I guess, I put that question up there. Mark kind of led us into that real quickly. We're sitting here in my country, in Missouri, with a lot of small producers. And I can say this in this crowd without offending anybody, but the vast majority of these people, first of all, they're doing it for fun. They're doing it because they own land, and they want something to talk about at work. And they are clueless about producing beef. I mean, just, I can say that without offending anybody in this crowd, but they don't have a clue what they're producing. They don't know about cattle. And most of the guys we're working in our area are not dad farmed or grand, you know, it's granddad farmed or my uncle farmed, or they haven't had any experience whatsoever with cattle. There's a plus side to that. They don't have to get over that hard-headed syndrome of having granddad did it this way. So they're more open to inputs, I think, from the industry. But education becomes a huge part of the service we're going to have to provide to them, from extension to seed stock producers to breed associations, giving you the tools to reach those people, to educate them, to get them into the to the mainstream of the beef industry. Because as we've produced these branded products and as we've had loyalty to these branded products to our consumers, we've got to keep the flow of genetics to those products so that we can keep those customers, our end customers, in the store. So I think we come down to that service part is very important, that education part is very important, and I think it's incumbent on the seed stock producers, extension to lead that, seed stock producers, and breed associations to give the seed stock producers the avenue to service those commercial customers, to get that information flow back to them and tell them what that information says and how they can make a good, solid decision on that information.
I was so focused on being